So just get yourself in a nice, comfortable position, whatever that is for your body today. It can be with feet flat on the floor or legs curled up. Just find yourself in a position that's comfortable for you. You can do a guided meditation with eyes open or eyes closed. For most people, it's easier with eyes closed, but do what's comfortable for you. If you choose to keep your eyes open, just pick a spot on the floor in front of you, something to give your eyes to focus on. And we'll start just taking in a nice deep breath, deep down into the belly. And let that go. Another nice deep breath, deep down into the belly. And let that go. And in this moment, simply allow yourself to come into contact with you, how you are in this moment. Notice how it feels to be in a physical body right now. All the different sensations, the coolness of the air in the room, places you may be carrying tension, all the different feelings of being in a body. Notice how you're feeling emotionally today, mad, bad, glad, sad, afraid, whatever it may be for you. Just take note of what your emotional weather is like. And then, as if you could sit on the bank next to a river, imagine you could sit next to your mind and watch it go by as if it were a river. Just watching the thoughts, the images pass through without getting attached to any particular one. And see if you can notice what the river of your mind is like for you today. Is it a wide, quiet, placid river? Is it a small, babbling brook? Is it a mountain river with lots of white water rapids churning and spinning? Is it a huge waterfall? What's the water like for you today? What's the river of your mind like for you in this moment? Most folks don't know that we can sit back and observe our mind without getting involved with it. We tend to believe that we have to be engaged with whatever is going on in our mind at the moment, and that's not the case. We can just sit and watch it as if it were a river, and it really meant nothing more than that. Very good skill to cultivate all in and of itself. And in this meditation, we're going to take a trip back through the year, beginning with today, and going back month by month through the year. And it's simply an opportunity to review the year, to get a sense of how the year has been for you. Again, treat this much like a river, as if we were floating on the river of the year for you going back in time. And you get to view it. You don't have to interact with it. You don't have to get stuck with any particular thing. It's just to see what passed, to get a sense of how the year was for you, all of its various experiences. So begin by considering the month of December and allow to come to mind whatever memories of this month you have. Perhaps starting with the holiday season, change in the weather as it's gotten cooler outside. And consider this from three different perspectives. Consider from the perspective of your personal health, physical and mental. Consider from the perspective of your relationships with everyone in your life, everyone who's important to you, family, friends, colleagues. And consider it from the standpoint of the abundance in your life. That can be financially, that can be relationship-wise as well. Simply what's been available or what you have wished to have been available that may not have been available to you. And simply allow the memories to come. These don't have to be filtered in any way. We're not looking for just the positive. We're not looking for just the negative. We're just looking for what shows up in this moment. How was December for you? What was it like? What did you do? Who did you interact with? What did you accomplish? What was missing? What might you have wished for? And then allow yourself to slip a little bit further back in time into the month of November. Easy touchstone here might be casting your mind back to Thanksgiving and how that was for you this year, who you were with, how that felt. Think about how you took care of yourself. Think about your relationships and interactions with others through the month. Think about all the people who were important to you that you saw that month or didn't see that month. About how things went for you at work or not at work, if that's the case. How things were financially. An easy way to break this down is to think of it in terms of health, wealth, and love. How did you care for yourself? Health-wise, how did you care for yourself in terms of finances and abundance? And how did you care for yourself in terms of relationships and connections? And allow yourself to slip all the way back to the beginning of November. All the way back to the end of October. An easy touchstone here might be Halloween, if you celebrate Halloween. Fall weather, a little bit warmer. Allow memories to return to you through the month of October, who you were with, what you did, what you accomplished, maybe who you didn't get to see, who you didn't get to spend time with that you would have liked to, what you didn't get to do that you would have liked to have done. You took care of yourself physically and emotionally. All the way back through to the middle of October, and then through to the beginning of October. And again, just allow whatever memories present themselves to you, present. This doesn't have to be a big effort. And if nothing comes, that's okay as well. There's no right way or wrong way to do this. Allow yourself to begin to slip back into September. This might be when kids started going back to school if you have children. Summer coming to an end. Autumn beginning. Again, think through the lenses of health, wealth, and love. How did you care for yourself physically and mentally? What were your relationships like during this month? How did you sustain yourself? Easy touchstone here, maybe going all the way back to Labor Day. That'll begin to take us into August. Allow yourself to slip back further into the year, into August. Allow memories from that month to present themselves to you. How did that month feel? What was that month like? You do? Who did you see? How did you work? How did you play? Did you get any time away from work? How did you treat yourself? How were you treated by others, and how did you treat them? How did you take care of your needs? To allow yourself to slip back into July now. Firmly in the middle of summer, middle of the warm, warm weather. Easy touchstone here might be the 4th of July if you celebrate that. And again, allow yourself to consider this through the lens of health, wealth, and love. Consider it in its fullness, the experiences you loved, the experiences that left you wanting more, the disappointments, the joys, the challenges. Allowing yourself to begin to slip back into June now. Middle of the year. What was your June like this year? How did it go for you? Who was in your life at that time? What were you doing? What were you working on? How were you playing? Yourself to begin to slip back into May as we move towards Memorial Day. Headed back towards spring. How was your May this year? Can you remember back that far? Memories may be a little more sparse now. That's okay. Allow whatever presents itself to you to present itself. It may even just come in the form of a sense of my May felt like, and whatever it felt like. Maybe less exact, but that's fine. How was your May for you this year? Yourself to begin to slip back to April now, firmly in spring. Recall how your April was this year, how you cared for yourself, how others interacted with you, how you interacted with them, challenges you may have had at that time in spring. How you took care of yourself. And then sliding back into March now. Year coming to the close of its first quarter, just coming into spring. How was your March? was with you at that time? How were those relationships? How was work for you? Did you get to do anything for fun? How did you play? How did you treat yourself? Slipping all the way back into February now. You're just getting off to a start. What was your February like this year? Keeping in mind those three lenses, health, wealth, and love. And finally, all the way back to January last year, right as the year was beginning. Right in the heart of winter time. How did your year begin? Allow the memories to present themselves to you, whatever form they come to you. Now that you've given yourself an opportunity to really get a sense of what your year has been like, take a moment to reflect on how you might like the coming year to look for you. Again, keeping in mind those three lenses, health, wealth, and love, what would you like to focus on in the coming year? How would you like it to play out, season by season, quarter by quarter, month by month? Where would you like to be in your life at this time next year? How might you like things to be different? How might you like to take better care of yourself, physically and emotionally? How might you like to provide for yourself and for your loved ones? How would you like your relationships to be? How would you like to work? How would you like to play? What would you like to accomplish? See if you can imagine yourself a year from now doing this same exercise, reviewing the year, seeing yourself having all of those things you're thinking of now that you'd like for the year, how that would feel for you. Let that sink in for a moment. Just have the experience of what that feels like. Mentor who says, you can't hit a target you don't have. And another mentor who says, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. So my hope today is that we can give you a target, a way you'd like the year to go, something to aim for. And bit of enthusiasm about taking your best shot at making all of those things happen for yourself. Sense of what that might feel like for you. So with that, take in a nice deep breath to anchor in that experience. And let that go. We'll do one more of those, take in a nice deep breath. And let that go. Then, as you're ready, in your own time, begin to wiggle your fingers and toes. Gently come back into your body here in this room. Blink your eyes open gently.